Thoughts on the Psalm, Psalm 127. Well, this psalm clearly breaks into two, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to speak on that as useless labor. Useless labor, verses 1 and 2. And then we get 3, 4, and 5, the blessing of children. The blessing of children. Verses 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. Verses 1 and 2, Psalm 127. You can build a house. You can stand guard. You can burn the candle at both ends, working night and day. But unless, verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord watches over the city, it's all in vain. And that's the word, verse 1. Verse 2, in vain you rise early and stay up late. Again in verse 1, you stand guard in vain. In verse 1, you labor. In vain, in vain, in vain. Now Solomon wrote this psalm apparently. Well, he should know. He did plenty of building. But the spiritual lesson is there for us. I'm not saying that we shouldn't build a house. I'm not saying we shouldn't rise early. I'm not saying we shouldn't work. Nor is the psalmist. In fact, I was reading this morning about Hezekiah with Sennacherib in 2 Chronicles and 32. And Hezekiah took all the steps he could think of to defend Jerusalem against Sennacherib, but he looked to the Lord. Solomon should know. And the spiritual lesson for us is plain. The arm of flesh will fail us. We have to do our work. We have the means to exercise. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel, for example. We are to bear testimony to the truth. We are to preach Christ Jesus as Lord. But it's just in the arm of flesh. If we're laboring, building a house, standing watch over the city, or whatever it might be, unless the Lord is with us, unless the Lord blesses, unless the Lord is in the preaching, unless the Lord is in the testimony, nothing, nothing will be done. The useless labor. We have to labor, but it must be by God, under God, and in God's power. That's the only way, not by might. Not by power, Zechariah 4:6. No, not by this. Not by might. No, no. But by my spirit, says the Lord. It's power, yes, but not human power. The second part of the psalm, 3-5, the blessing of children. Sons, children are a blessing from the Lord. They're a heritage from God. They're a quiver full of them that's God's blessing for Israel. Now, of course, this is Old Covenant, but we are living in a time now when social welfare has got to such a level that family concerns are breaking down because it's not needed now as it was in those old days. But God's hand is in the giving of children. Today, of course, we're all masters of our bodies. We're all in control of everything. We're organizing everything, abortion on demand in many places and so on and so on. But no, God gives us the blessing of children. Let's look upon children as a blessing again, my friend. They're a heritage from the Lord. Of course, a responsibility and all the rest of it. But this is what the psalmist sees. They are a heritage from the Lord, a blessing from God, a reward from him. Well, we're in the days of the new covenant, but even so, let us look to God for everything. Blessing upon our families and children. May we see spiritual children. May we see spiritual converts to Christ. And may we labor on, go labor on, spend and be spent. Yes, yes, but only in God's power. Unless the Lord builds the house, it will all be in vain.